10 minutes after that, a dark red car rolled almost silently up to the place where King had been struck and Jake killed. It pulled over. Roland opened the door on the passenger side and got in, still wincing against pain that wasn't there. Oi jumped up between his feet without being asked, lay down with his nose against his flank, and appeared to go to sleep.
"Did you see to your boy?"
Mrs. Tassenbaum asked, pulling away.
"Yes. Thank you, Si."
"I guess I can't put a marker there," she said, "but later on I could plant something. Is there something you think he might like?"
Roland looked up, and for the first time since Jake's death, he smiled.
"Yes," he said, "a rose."
12. They rode for almost 20 minutes without speaking. She stopped at a small store over the Bridgeton town line and pumped gas. Mobil, a brand Roland recognized from his wanderings. When she went in to pay, he looked up at Los Angeles, running clear and true across the sky. The path of the beam. And stronger already, unless that was just his imagination. He supposed it didn't matter if it was. If the beam wasn't stronger now, it soon would be. They had succeeded in saving it, but Roland felt no gladness at the idea. When Mrs. Tassenbaum came out of the store, she was holding a singlet-style shirt with a picture of a buck-a-wagon on it, a real buck-a-wagon, and words written in a circle. He could make out home, but nothing else. He asked her what the words said. "Bridgeton Old Home Days, July 27th to July 30th, 1999, she told him. "It doesn't really matter what it says as long as it covers your chest. Sooner or later, we'll want to stop, and there's a saying we have in these parts, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Your boots look beat up and busted down, but I guess they'll get you through the door of most places. But topless? No way, Jose. I'll get you a better shirt later on, one with a collar and some decent pants, too. Those jeans are so dirty, I bet they'd stand up on their own."